Ryan Baker. We were kind of yelling at him the other day after what happened against the Mets, game one of the series. He's been traded to the Tampa Bay Rays. This is Murray from Fansided, Robert Murray and John Heyman, Ken Rosenthal, all confirming, Rockabacco and everyone that covers the Orioles. Rich Dubraw for the assembled masses have already spoken to Baker about said trade. Brian Baker leaves Baltimore for Tampa for a competitive balance pick. Let's see. Rays acquiring Brian Baker from Orioles for O's competitive balance pick. Number 37 overall. That doesn't make sense.
No, it's the Rays pick.
Yeah. So 19, 30, 31, and 37 now is what the Orioles have for next week's draft. The draft is what, Monday or Sunday? 13th. Yeah, Sunday. So Nolan McGraw, first glance, full disclosure, we were talking off the air, you know, you're on the other side of the glass and all that bunch stuff, but I'm cool with it. What about you?
Well, I'm stunned, first and foremost. I mean, look, you're dealing a guy that still has 3 years of arbitration here. And is that the end-all, be-all? No. But for a guy like Baker, who, you know, all right, he's 30 years old. But I think for a reliever, he's had four seasons in the majors of somewhat substantial innings. We'll say that. Three of the four have been, I would consider it good. And this year, you could argue in some ways, having a career year.
Yep.
Now, it's unfortunate his last memory here with Baltimore is, blowing a game against the Mets. But still, that was one of the lone mistakes for him this year. He would have been a guy that I had penciled in for next year as a part of the bullpen, at least coming out of spring training, his job to lose, so to speak. You were going to overhaul this bullpen, I would have thought, in the first place, so now you have another hole to fill. I think it's interesting. The fact that they sought a draft pick instead of a player package is also interesting to me. And instant reaction, I feel like that tells me that Elias is very high on this year's class. You got to be. I mean, if you're stockpiling picks, you got seven in the top 100 now, you must really like this year's class.
Well, certainly where they lie in the draft, right, they feel as though they're helpable guys. It's helpable or word?
I mean, I was listening to Jim Duquette on the morning show this morning, and he was talking about how the draft is not that good. You know, pitching-wise, there's a lot of fours. And, you know, you got to take a lot of high school kids in the top 15 because there's not a lot of bats in college baseball. So I don't know. But the thing about it is, Bob, I mean, you make that deal if because I'm guessing Tampa called the Orioles and they said, hey, we'll give you, you know, the 37th pick. And then I tell you what, that is not a bad deal for somebody like you were saying, Bob, that wasn't even on, you know, got cut and everything else.
Yeah, he was with Toronto and the Orioles. He was one of these dumpster diving moves that Elias made that turned out to be fruitful for sure. Let's be honest. We go back to mid-February, we weren't even projecting him to be on the opening day roster. Kittredge got hurt. Other circumstances took place. He pitched his ass off. So congratulations to him.
Yep.
I mean, is it a game changer for the Orioles? Takes away a high leverage guy. And with Cano scuffling, who's already been sent back to the minors to work things out. I mean, this definitely indicates, and to your point, trading away a guy controllable, we're in sell mode. And with that loss, we say yesterday, let's see.
That was the gut punch for me yesterday.
Yeah, but it was like, add him to the list.
No doubt. Because we hadn't even mentioned himself. Baker.
His name kind of, I'm floored, stunned, to your point, with the trade, but I'm not losing sleep over it.
His name wasn't even mentioned in a fake rumor,
right,
let alone a real rumor this year. So this came out of nowhere. Again, I'm not attached to him like he's a future Hall of Famer.
Sure.
Or he's a cornerstone piece of this team. I just thought with the volatility, of your bullpen, he's shown to be somewhat reliable this year. Would have leaned on him going into next year, given him a chance to work his way out of it. But if this is truly selling high on him, I don't know. Anytime I'll tell you this. Anytime it's the Rays, and this was my actual first reaction, pulling it up on the computer, because you just said Brian Baker got traded. I pulled it up. I see it's the Rays. I said, oh my God, you got to be kidding me. Anybody but the Rays. Why is it always the Rays? If the Rays are calling me about one of my players, I'm getting suspicious, because they're the ones that have all the magic sauce when it comes to identifying pitching. They always find these diamonds in the rough, or they always get the good pitching from other people. They restock, they retool. And usually it's a prospect that you don't know about. It's a guy who hasn't cracked the majors yet. No-name guy, and then in a couple years, he's a Cy Young candidate. So maybe this is different because Baker's a little more established. But I get a little uneasy when you're trading within the division, even more uneasy when it's the Rays.
Hey, well, let's wait 3 years, see what number 37 turns out to be.
Yep.
Well, and that's the other exciting part, that instead of getting two or three guys who we have no idea who they are, and we have to pretend that, you know, oh, this guy, you know, hit 10 homers in single A last
now
year.
Now we get to pick who we want.
Right, we get instantly, right there, we get an instant gratification.
So Brian Baker is traded to the Tampa Bay Rays, and he told the media being an Oriole was everything to him, but now he's in playoff contention.
Yeah.
Unlike the Orioles, who right now 7.5 out of the wild card. If you're on the phones, we'll get you next.